Morning Ireland, 11 minutes past 7. RTE has told the Minister for Arts and Media that it wrote off €3.6 million on an IT project that went wrong. RTE says it was designed to replace old finance and HR systems and was funded by the sale of land on its campus. The details of the write-down were first published by The Currency, a subscription-only online news service. Niall Sargent is their current affairs correspondent and is with us now. Niall, good morning.
Morning, Gavin. Thank you.
Take us through what's happened here.
So essentially with this project, as you outlined there, RTE was looking to update its outdated finance and HR systems. So it was about five separate systems that they wanted to bring together and unify into one system. So they put out for tender for an IT project in 2016-17 period, and then two suppliers were appointed in 2018. RTE says that they went with the cheapest proposal because it was considered that it would be most economically advantageous to RTE in that process. However, issues quickly arose quite immediately with the project. By as early as January 2019, the project was already behind schedule. There was various reasons for this. RTE said there was an apparent breakdown in the relationship between the suppliers, a lack of resources provided by those parties, as well as resource constraints within RTE itself. Then there were issues as well with the build quality in testing. I think a similar process maybe to what was found out with the Arts Council's own IT issues that came out recently. So they didn't meet the expectations. Timelines, RTE said, were also overly ambitious. And then, of course, COVID happened. This compounded the issues in 2020. And then problems sort of went from there. One of the contracts, one of the suppliers was terminated at some point after that with a settlement agreement between the parties. So that's subject to a confidentiality clause, so there's no information available on that. RTE engaged with the other supplier then to try and, you know, get as much out of the contract as possible. The project restarted in the autumn of 2022. The finance system itself, that went live. So that was successful. It went live in March 2023. But the HR modules of the project were essentially scrapped. They didn't go ahead.
How did you get the story?
So this story, as I mentioned, kind of came from the Arts Council process, I suppose. We have been looking at the Arts Council's own IT project issues that emerged at the end of February. And obviously that became a big story. On the back of that, the Arts Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, then went to all the other agencies under the department's remit to ask them to provide details on capital projects with a value of over 500,000. But particularly, he was more interested in any projects that were abandoned or had materially failed to deliver on the remit for those projects. So we put an FOI request in to try to get these surveys back. We didn't get the surveys themselves, but we did get emails out of that process from the department. And they showed that RTE had put in a submission to the department in early March. So when we went back to RTE, in fairness, they provided a lot of details on the process, including the impairments that would have been made over several years, essentially writing down $3.6 million on this IT project.
Why is this only coming to light publicly now?
I think, obviously, RTE have said that the impairment details were included in its financial statements from 2020 to 2023. Those impairments over those years, they don't specifically reference this project. They were, you know, impairments against IT software projects in progress. I think the reason, like I said, that this has come out now is because the minister put out the survey to all the departments following the issues around the Arts Council project. So the details were provided. I know the department called the Director General, Kevin Backhurst, in for a meeting with the Minister earlier this month. So he provided a background on the projects, the reasons for the failures that I outlined there, and that RTE have put a range of measures in place to ensure this won't happen again. But I know that the Minister has asked for more written details on the project that the department are currently awaiting from RTE.
So now the impairments of €3.6 million, they had been reported in annual reports, in a number of annual reports, is that right?
Yeah, between 2020 and 2023. So there, I think in 2020, there was an impairment listed of 1.87 million, the following year, 1.18 million, and then 280,000 or so in 2022, and a little over 200,000 in 2023.
But it's, so the, it's the detail of what's behind them that you're reporting now, yes?
Exactly, yeah. There was no, I think it'd be very difficult to look at those annual reports and understand that this was one particular project, if that makes sense. It could have been multiple combined together. It wouldn't have necessarily stood out. It is the detail behind it that makes difference. But it was, some issues were flagged in minutes of board meetings at ORTE in 2022 and 2023. ORTE commissioned a kind of lessons learned study from Ernst & Young in early 2023, and that would have went to the board in April 27, 2023. You know, it was listed and there were issues raised then, but I suppose unless you're following very, very closely and looking at the minutes in combination, it would be very difficult to understand the extent of what went on here.
RT have issued a lengthy response and you've reported much of it. What have they said? How have they explained all this?
It's kind of essentially most of what I outlined there is coming from the ORT statement and what they provided. But I suppose in ORT's mind and with putting the lessons learned project, it was kind of an outlier. That's how ORT are presenting, obviously, this issue. It's of all the projects that they put forward to in that survey, I think they came to 57 million in the total value of the projects that they would have provided details to the department. This is the only problem where they outlined any, you know, significant issues. I think of the total spend on those 39 capital projects, of the 57 million, I think the payments, there was only about $500,000 out in terms of what was actually paid out in total compared to the estimate. So overall, you know, most of those projects have been successful. And yeah, it was really ORT seen as an outlier and that processes have been put in place to ensure that nothing like this happens again.
What is the department responsible? What have they said in response?
The department haven't provided very much at the moment, apart from to confirm that the ORT have provided information to them and that there was a meeting between the new minister and the Director General, Kevin Backhurst, in early April. So the next process, I think, for them, as they said, is the ministers are waiting for the written details on the project. I'm not sure if that's directly from the DG or within ORT itself, but they're waiting for further details. And my understanding is that the department are processing all of the surveys they've received back from the agencies. And it's, I'm unsure if there will be a public report on that, but they're being examined. But there were no, apart from ORT and the Arts Council, there were no major projects over 500,000 with issues that were back to the department.
Niall, thank you for taking us through that. That's Niall Sargent, current affairs correspondent with The Currency. 19 minutes past 7.